This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Rebellion by James McGee. Read by David Timpson. Part 1. Chapter 1. He heard the rattle of musket fire and ducked instinctively. The horse grunted and stumbled, and for one heart-faltering second he thought it had been hit. But the animal had only lost its footing on a rock loosened by the previous night's storm. Ahead of him, he saw Léon fighting to control his own mount as it scrambled for perches on the treacherous, water-soaked terrain. It was still raining, but the heavy downpour that had turned mountain stream into raging torrent and earthen track into quagmire had finally abated, transformed into a steady and persistent drizzle. The easing of the weather, however, had not eliminated the risk of injury from a carelessly placed hoof. All he could do was hang on, trust in his steed, and pray that the ground remained firm beneath them. Dawn had broken half an hour before, but there was neither warmth to the day nor any evidence of sunrise, only a low ceiling of slate-tinted cloud. A gunmetal pall hung across the landscape, drenching the customary ochre-coloured hills in gloomy shades of grey. Léon yelled a warning, indicating the crest of a ridge a quarter of a mile ahead, and a row of figures outlined like stone statues on a balustrade.